Before I read the gospel this morning, I'm going to give you just the quick, where are we in John? How do we get here? What's going on? So just prior to our gospel reading, there was the feeding of the 5,000. You know, that only miracle that appears in all four gospels. It's told more than any miracle story in the Bible. It's told multiple ways within the gospels. And it's where Jesus took 5 loaves of bread, blessed them, multiplied them, and fed over 5,000 people and had leftovers. Which that little detail about the leftovers speaks to God's abundance, God's over the top abundance, which is a theme throughout the Gospel of John. So that had just happened, and then the disciples went across the water. They got in their boats, and they went across the water, and Jesus met them partway across on foot. So we had the walking on the water miracle, and the crowd saw these two things, these two beyond belief, miraculous things, and they followed. They went across the water, too, because they wanted to see more. They wanted to hear more from this Jesus. And they went across the waters and they listened to Jesus teach and preach. And Jesus talked to them about bread. After having just fed them all with bread, Jesus then uses this metaphor of bread and talks to them about bread that gives life to the world. And the crowd is excited by this and they say, "Give us this bread." And that's where we are now. Jesus is answering the crowd in their request to give us this bread. So now, please stand for the gospel reading. The gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I was looking back and I realized that in the Revised Common Lectionary, this text gets divided up between 5 weeks of sermons. So let me just start off by telling you, I am not going to tell you everything there is to say about this text in one sermon. You're welcome. I'm just going to tell you a little bit. So Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. I am. Now we talked about how important that is, right? Jesus is telling them something about his identity, his divinity. But this time he adds a little bit more. He pulls in that metaphor of bread that is so important and meaningful to these people that he's just fed and who depend upon bread for their survival. He says, I am bread. I am what you need to live, to survive. I am what you need to live. That's the focus of this whole text, really. I don't know if you heard, I tried to emphasize it, but that word live shows up again and again. Just in this little passage, it shows up 7 times, the word life, and then 6 times the word live. So that's what Jesus is talking to them about, is this life that he has to offer. And the life that Jesus offers is life where all are fed, literally. That's what he shows in that miracle. Every single person gathered there, woman, man, and child, regardless of what they've done or haven't done, or how righteous or unrighteous they are, regardless of whose family they belong to or what tribe, every single one of them was fed, was given what they needed. Their stomachs were full, and there were leftovers. In case someone shows up late, in case someone new joins the group, there is enough for all. And the life that Jesus offers is also about more than survival, more than mere survival. It's not just about making it through one day. It's about life that has meaning, life that has connection and relationship, connection with one another and connection with God. When we think about hunger, you know, most of us don't experience physical hunger often. Not true hunger. But I would say most of us experience a different type of hunger, a longing, a yearning for something to fill us up, to fill the holes, the voids in our life. And Jesus speaks to that hunger as well. Jesus feeds that desire for meaning, for connection with the divine that all people long for, and connection and community that fills that loneliness that is the human experience. Jesus is the bread of life that feeds even that hunger. And we're tipped off to that with all the communion language that you might have picked up on in that text, the eating and drinking of the flesh and the blood. Right, there's a lot in there, but it reminds us of that connection that we have, that communion that we have with one another and with God. And the life that Jesus offers is a life that doesn't end. He points to the manna that their ancestors ate in the wilderness and says, yeah, God provided that manna that fed your needs that day, but in the end they all died. That kind of bread doesn't give you what I have to offer, which is a life that doesn't end, a life that continues. And eternal, eternal, eternal is in our scripture, in this text, reminding us of that, that this is a life that lasts. Nothing can stop it. So then who is this life offered to? Well, it's said again and again, whoever, whoever believes will have eternal life. Whoever eats this bread, anyone who comes to me, Jesus says, I will never drive away. Anyone, whoever. There's no criteria there. There's no limitations. It's an open invitation, an open call to all people. And I, for one, I get hung up on the belief language. In fact, there's a part of me that always wants to skip it when it says, anyone who believes, whoever believes, will have eternal life. I get all twitchy because that language has been weaponized and used to say, are you a true believer? Do you believe the right things? Do you believe enough? Do you believe what I believe? And I've seen that so many times where it becomes just another way of deciding who's in and who's out. Just another hoop to jump through, or to use Lutheran language, another work to try and gain righteousness. And that's not what this is getting at. This is saying, whoever believes, it's here for the taking. It is offered to all people. It is this amazing free gift. So then my next page at the very top in bold says, so what? So what? What does that mean for us in our day-to-day, everyday lives? Well, I think it's important for us to take away that this life that God offers is 100% freely given for all people. So we don't have to wonder if we qualify, or if we've done enough, or believe enough. There is no qualifying or doing enough. It's simply given. And the life that Jesus offers doesn't stop. It's life here and now, yes, absolutely. And it is about making sure all are fed and cared for. But it's not just today. And it's not just a full stomach. This is a life that continues. A meaningful life. A life that fills that longing, that deep yearning within us. And it endures no matter what. It doesn't stop when things are difficult or when we doubt. It doesn't even stop when we die. It's the ultimate promise that nothing, nothing stops this gift of life that Jesus offers us. This is such amazing good news for each of us when things are difficult or scary in our lives, or when life feels too hard. God doesn't stop. No matter what, God does not stop feeding us, caring for us, filling us up. And this is such good news for our faith community, for Holy Cross Lutheran Church. God doesn't stop. even when we face unknown territory, even when we face change and uncertainty, through all of it, God's promise of life continues. A life where each of us is fed and cared for, and where we are called to care for and feed others. A life where God continues to work in us and through us and to do new and amazing things. A life of connection and community, where we are pulled into life-giving relationships with others and with God, and where we are promised that God is with us. That's what communion is. Communion, right? God comes to be with us again and again through the bread and through the wine, through the love that we share with one another, through the love that we share with our neighbor and with the stranger. These communions, all of them, this community, this is where the bread of life comes and feeds us, all of us, and gives us life, abundant, rich, meaningful, never-ending life. Thanks be to God. Amen.